on your eyes. Sister, turn your light on. And if you put your light together, turn on your light. Yes. White man, turn your light on. Oh, if you put your light together, you can light up the world. Ooh. Cold, you turn on your light. Ooh, yeah. Baptist, turn your
everyone to 6 and going over to Solomon, your 6 hours radio. You're waiting on 6. But we're going to get this show started. And one of the topics I want to share with y'all is this. This is about, so it says here, so this person posted this through Twitter. Her name was Jasmine. It says, hey fam, I have an update on this story. And it says, remember the black man who was bringing in his trash can when the LAPD kidnapped him after a white woman called 911 on her white boyfriend? Today a judge removed the protective order on the video. The LAPD didn't want you to see. So I'm going to play that video for y'all. But before I play that video, I'm going to read you what, because I got this on D.L. Hughley's page on Instagram. And I'm going to read you what he said. He said, cops kidnap innocent black men after domestic call against white suspect. A white woman called 911 to report domestic violence against her white boyfriend. The police encountered an innocent black man getting his garbage cans when they arrived and arrested him instead. That's what D.L. Hughley wrote. And here's the video, y'all. coming from the LA Times. Okay, that video and the article came from the LA Times. It says, well, what the LA Times wrote said, LAPD video shows white men arrested at his home during search for white suspect. There's more to it, but I need to, and this is basically what, so, excuse me for coughing. But this is basically what happened. Black man was outside getting his garbage. As you know, on certain days you put your trash out. They come get your trash, and the cans are left outside until you pull them back to where they belong. So that's what he was doing. He was going to get his trash cans and put them back where they belong. The lady upstairs called the police because her boyfriend put his hands on her. So she called in the police for a domestic violence dispute. When the police got there, they saw him outside getting his cans and started harassing him. They knew who they was coming for. He said, it's not me, it's the people upstairs. And the cops kept messing with him. And he's yelling, help, 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 the whole time. Help, help. It ain't me, it's the people upstairs. So the lady, I think the lady who, I don't know if one of his neighbors or if that was the lady in the video, is the lady who called the cops. But one of his neighbors did come out and try to help him. So you telling me a call is made for a domestic violence dispute between a white woman and a white man, you see a black man in the street, you harass him and arrest him for that dispute that he had nothing to do with? I don't get it. And he was in front of his house putting his garbage cans back, and he gets harassed and arrested by the police. It says the police kidnapped him, so, and he's yelling, help, help, help. But this is what gets me, because I think I saw the other video, not this one. Now, while the one cop is arresting him, telling him to get down, the other cop is just standing there, just looking at it go down, knowing it's wrong. See, this is why we say defund the police. And people get mad when they hear defund the police. It's because cops like this. So you telling me You took an oath as a cop to serve and protect the neighborhood that you are patrolling, and your partner does this to an innocent person, and you let it go down as a cop, and you took an oath? Because you know if that was a white man, they wouldn't even harass him. If that was a white dude putting his cans back, he wouldn't have got harassed. They would have let him go back into the building and go about his day. So because you got called to the building for a domestic dispute, not because there was some black man outside the building messing with the cans, you got called for a domestic dispute. Which you didn't take care of. So not only did you not do your job, you harassed somebody. So if you're being called for a domestic dispute, that man putting his trash cans away had nothing to do with why you was called. What you were supposed to do, go to the building, to the apartment of the person that called you, and let them give you what happened about the domestic dispute. That's what you were supposed to, as the cops, that's what you're supposed to do. No, you decided to harass a black man because he's outside just because you think you can. Luckily, this man didn't get killed by these cops. And we have another George Floyd situation. But still in all, I know this man's going to sue the police department. These cops should lose their job because it doesn't make any sense to me that an innocent man just in front of his house putting away his trash cans gets harassed by the police when he was called there for a domestic dispute. That doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not understanding that. So I'm going to pull up the article. And I'm going to read that article. Let's see. LAPD. Let's see what comes up. No, that's not what I was. Go back out. Let's see, man. Kidnapped. By LAPD. So here we go. So LA, I think this is a story. Says LAPD body cam video shows officers arresting black man at his Hollywood home during search for white suspects. Yes, this is it. So it says newly released video from Los Angeles police officers body camera shows two officers grappling with and arresting a black man outside his Hollywood home as a response to reports of a domestic violence incident in which the suspect was the white boyfriend of a neighbor. A federal magistrate ordered the public disclosure of the video Friday as part of a lawsuit alleging racial profiling and civil rights violations brought by music producer Antoine Austin, known as Tone Stax, who was arrested in May 2019 despite not being the suspect in a domestic violence call. Austin and his girlfriend Michelle Michelle, which were taken into custody for resisting it. Oh, so that was his girlfriend in the video. The woman in the video who was naked and had her robe on was helping her boyfriend. They were arrested by the cops, which they had nothing to do with what the cops were called there for. Austin Jones was taken into for resisting arrest. Resisting arrest for what? He wasn't. The call was for them for a domestic violence dispute. So he shouldn't have been arrested in the first place, nor should the girlfriend. She was just here helping. She was just there helping him out. And it says, the Los Angeles City's attorney's office had said in a court filing that it did not want the Los Angeles Police Department video released, probably because it would be contrary to LAPD's policy and may have a chilling effect on future LAPD investigation. However, U.S. Magistrate Jacqueline Trulijohn agreed with an attorney for the producer and his girlfriend that the 11-minute video should be released. The video footage shows the two being physically detained by officers as they proclaim Austin's innocent, but it begins with an unusual admission that the officers weren't sure Austin was the man cited in the domestic violence call. So the girl, the person who tweeted, this is what, when I read she had an update, she said, and then she says, that's the video that I played, the updated video. So here's the LA Times has the full story, so I'm going to read it from the LA Times. I'm going to read it from the LA Times. It says, LAPD shows black man arrested at his home during search for white suspect. Newly released video, I read that part, newly released video, officers grappling with an arrested black man outside his home as they responded to reports of a domestic violence incident in which the suspect was the white boyfriend of a neighbor. A federal magistrate ordered the public disclosure of the video Friday as a part of the lawsuit alleging racial profiling and civil rights violations, while by music producer Anton, also known as Tone Stacks, who was arrested in May 2019 despite not being the suspect in the domestic violence call. Austin and his girlfriend, Michelle Witches, were taken into custody for resisting arrest, but Los Angeles Division office had said in the court filing that it did not want. Okay, 11 minutes of the video for this show. Then here we, so this is where I left. This is the video footage shows the two being physically detained as they proclaim Austin's innocence, but it begins with an unusual admission that the officers weren't sure Austin was the man cited in the domestic violence. That's where I left the part. Then it says, as a patrol car makes a U-turn after passing Austin, one officer asks the other, this dude, probably says the partner on the May 24, 2019 recording. The officers responded to a 911 call made by Austin's neighbor by her ex-boyfriend, who was white. No description of the suspect is given in the call. The officers see Austin as he was taking out the trash. He was taking out the trash in front of his Fountain Avenue apartment. He smiles at the officers as they approach. The officers tell him to turn around. He asks why, and the officers snap at it because I told you to. Austin informs him he lives there, and the officers say, okay, man, I don't know who I'm looking for. The officers ask Austin, what is your problem? As Austin attempts to turn back toward them, they become physical, grappling with him and placing his arms behind his back. Austin begins to yell, help repeatedly, you're looking for the people upstairs. Austin protests as the officers attempt to handcuff him behind his back. The video then shows Michelle Witches attempted to intervene. She can be heard saying what is happening while she attempts to hold on to Austin, and the officers pull him away from her. At one point, her robe comes off, and she is briefly naked on the street. She is eventually pushed to the ground. Handcuffed, Austin continues to try and explain to the officers that they have the wrong person. My rights have been violated, he says. His girlfriend says, I just got tackled to the ground. Both were arrested. It is racial profiling, had no description of the suspect. Completely blank slate. So, Tony Faisal Gill, who represents both of them in this civil rights lawsuit. They literally saw the first black man and they arrested him. The FBI declined to comment on the video's release, citing ongoing litigation. The L.A. City Attorney's Office and the court papers have sought to dismiss the lawsuit, arguing that Austin are to blame for the force used against them and that the police should be immune from liability. Gill said that when the woman who made the 911 told the officers Austin was not the man she called about, they continued with the arrest. According to LAPD records, the officers were white and Asian American. So you gotta be fucking kidding me. Sorry for the language, but you gotta be effing kidding me. The second officer was Asian American? Let me finish with this. Austin said when the officers approached him, he thought they were for someone else. I thought they were going to be cool. When they began yelling and putting their hands on him, he was confused. I'm telling them, wait a minute. I live here, he said. He recalls being slammed into a wall, face first. He and his girlfriend were left bloody and battered with no apology, he said. I just want justice, sir, Austin said. Let me go back to where it says the second cop was Asian American. Right now, we got Asian hate crimes going on, and you, as an Asian American, is going to attack. This is crazy that this is going on. That this white cop thought, because, as the article said, there was no description of who the victim was, of who the suspect was. I don't mean to say victim, I meant to say suspect, of who the suspect was. There was no, so you automatically assume, because you have no description of who the suspect is, that it's a black man. Because you got called to an apartment building or to maybe a two-family house about a domestic violence dispute, and you assume it's the black man. And then when the person who called you told you it wasn't him, that he's not the one you're looking for, you still was harassing him and arrest him just for no reason. And here's the attorney general. The attorneys are, I gotta go back, because I'm saying attorney general, and that's not what I meant. And it says prosecutor in this case, wants to drop the case, the lawsuit, because they said it was Austin and his girlfriend's fault for what happened to them. So it was their fault. It was his fault that the police harassed him when they was coming to the building for a domestic violence dispute. The white cop's partner said he don't know if that's him. I get it, you didn't get a description of the suspect or who the suspect is that you're looking for in this domestic, but the point is you're coming for a domestic violence dispute. What you should have did was went into the building, knocked on the door of the apartment that made the call. She would have gave you a description of who the person was, because in the article it said the man they're looking for was her ex. He wasn't even her boyfriend. If you went to the apartment that you were supposed to go to on this domestic violence dispute, you would have known that Austin was the person who was the suspect. And this is why we say defund the police, because cops like this are harassing innocent people, taking the lives of innocent people, and the department stands behind them like it's okay. Now, I watched the movie. I can't remember the name of the movie, but in one of the scenes of the movie, the white cop killed the black kid. And you want to know what? They didn't know that the kid they just killed was the son of a police officer. And when the family went to get justice, I think in the movie they said if they would have known he was the son of a police officer, none of that would have happened. I don't give a shit if he's the son of a police officer, son of a judge, son of an attorney. You had no right to do what you did. And in this, with this producer, Austin, Antoine Austin, them cops had no right to do what they did. Now, this Asian American cop that was there and helped him do what he did, when he's in his plain clothes and no one knows he's a cop and all this Asian hate that's going on, karma, that's when karma's going to strike, when he's in his plain clothes and no one knows he's a cop and all this Asian hate that's going around, he's going to get his just due. That's how I see it. You know, they say karma's a bee and karma's going to hit. But you do something wrong, you do something you know is wrong, karma's going to hit you. And karma's going to hit them both. And watch, if the white cop don't get fired, that Asian cop going to get fired. If the white cop don't get fired for what he did, that Asian cop is going to get fired. Yep. It's a shame. Innocent man taking out the garbage, about to go back into his crib, and here come the cops harassing him like he's the suspect. If he's the suspect in a domestic violence dispute, why would he be standing outside knowing the cops will be coming? That makes no sense when you think about it. Why would he, as the suspect in a domestic violence dispute, would be standing outside knowing the cops is coming? That don't make any sense. Yes, his girlfriend is white, but still, it don't make any sense. And then for you as the cop to throw the girl to the ground, his girlfriend to the ground, she's telling you it's not him, she's trying to help him, and you throw her to the ground, and it says they both was bloody from the cops putting their hands on them. Watch. They're gonna sue the LAPD. LAPD is gonna have to pay out their ass when he wins this lawsuit. The Asian American cop is gonna get fired. Because if they don't fire the white cop, they probably will suspend the white cop and fire the Asian cop. And then the prosecutor didn't want the tape out, and just said, "No, we're gonna release this." The prosecutor wants to dismiss this case because it was the girlfriend's fault and his fault, or what happened to him. No, it's not his fault. The officer was there for a domestic dispute, right? You get a call, the dispatch tell you the message was spewed at such and such address. You don't harass the first person you see when you go into a place for a domestic dispute, or if you're going because somebody was being threatened with a knife or a gun. You don't go to the first person you see because they're black and harass someone they had nothing to do with what you was there for. You was there for a domestic dispute. You should have went in that building, went to that lady's apartment, found out what was going on. That lady could be dead right now. Because if her ex-boyfriend is violent, she could be dead right now. And the fact that the cops was there and didn't go to her apartment to find out what was going on, she could be dead right now because he could have came back and killed her. And nobody would know because the cops want to arrest an innocent man. That's what's so crazy right now. The cops want to arrest an innocent man. And his girlfriend because she helped him. Yep. The cops want to arrest an innocent man because she helped him. And if he's, when he sues, I want him to sue for whatever amount he could think of. But you know what? Just for the hell of it, I would say I want to sue the Los Angeles Police Department for $1 billion. He ain't going to get a billion, but he going to get some millions, I'll tell you that. It is not okay because you don't like black people to go harass a black man because you got a call of a domestic violence and you think it's him because he's a black man that he did it. No, you didn't even know who you were looking for because the person who called the police didn't give a description of the suspect. So you automatically assumed the suspect was a black man. So any black man, not even if he wasn't out there, any black man you saw, you would have harassed in this situation. That's how I see it. So, you are tuned in to 6 and more than 1 on the radio, 6 Hours Radio. And we're going to have a great show, as always. Appreciate you joining us. And if you want to join, give your opinion on the topic, you call 424-243-9617. Press the 1 and let me know you want to go live and give your opinion. Yeah. I don't know where the other host is, but don't know where he is. Don't know where the other where he is. But we're still going to have a great show. We might just go for an hour since he didn't show up because I'm not going to stay on here too long. Let me pull up the studio. So, there's another case, and this happened in Virginia, where a military officer was driving down. He had a new car, so his plates were not on, and the police saw him driving with his plates not on. But the plates were in the window. Well, you could see that to let you know it's a new car. Police was, flagging him down, telling him to pull over, but it was dark because it was at night. So he wanted to get to a well-lit place, and the police told him to get out the car. They were harassing him. No, I won't say harassing. In this situation, I won't. And they were telling him to get out the car. He didn't get out the car, so he wasn't listening to what the police was saying. They pepper sprayed this man. And this man was like, I'm in the military protecting this country, and this is what I get. So, give me a minute, y'all. Hold on. For a second, y'all, I found the other host. Oh, Lord. Dude, why are you
Thank
on
you,
my
Rose.
Board?
My server is not working. I can't. When I call, it doesn't do anything. I can't get in. I'm having a bad night. Somebody, I can't get in my Instagram. They said that somebody tried to log in too many times. It wasn't me. So now I don't have Instagram no more.
No, that means you need to change your password. You need to go onto your Instagram, do forgot password, create yourself a new password. Someone's is trying to log into your account as you, so that means you need that happened to me and I changed my password. That's all you're gonna have to do is just change your password. So that's why it's saying somebody tried to log into your account too many times because they were trying to get into your account. And they thought they knew your password. People always do that. They think they know they can. They think that the password is an easy password that they can get into.
Well, can it tell you who tried to log into it?
No, it's not going to tell you that. That you will never know. That's all I'm going to tell you. That you will never know. And the first story we talked about was the guy who was taking out his trash in L.A. And the police...
Yeah, I heard about
that. The police were called. The police were called because his neighbor had a domestic dispute with her ex-boyfriend. But when she made the call, she didn't give a description of the ex-boyfriend. But he was white. But she didn't give a description, so when the cops pulled up, they saw him, started harassing him, like he was a suspect, but he had nothing to do with it. And he said, no, you want, when he told the cops, you want the people upstairs. Nope, they kept trying to arrest him, and he's screaming, help, 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 because I played the updated video. And he was saying, help, 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 kept yelling, help, help, help. He called out Michelle, and I think that was his girlfriend's name. She came down in her robe. She was naked under her robe, and she tried to help.
Ooh.
And that didn't work. She tried to help, and that didn't work.
Michelle, wow.
So they both was arrested. They're suing the LAPD he's suing because his civil rights were violated. She's also suing, too, because the cop knocked her down to the floor. They both were bloody. They arrested them for no reason. So when I saw the video, I'm thinking it's two white cops. But reading the article, the partner to the white cop was an Asian American.
Oh.
And when I read that part, I'm like, with all this Asian hate going on, you as the Asian cop gonna let this go down? With all this Asian hate going on and Asians are getting beat up, you letting this go down? And the cop said in the video, the cop said, is that him? He said, I don't know. Cop said, is that him? The other cop said, I don't know. You went to that apartment building, or it might be like one of those, the duplex houses where there's an upstairs?
Yeah.
And it might be one of those. But you was there for a domestic violence dispute, right?
Uh-huh.
You saw this black man and harassed him and arrested him, but you didn't go you didn't do your job of what you was going there for, a domestic violence dispute. You were supposed to go to that apartment or whatever, to the lady's door, and say, ma'am, LAPD. She would have opened the door and tell you what happened. She would have told you that the guy that she called about was her ex-boyfriend. She would have told you all that if you went to her apartment instead of harassing this man, all he was doing was throwing out his garbage.
Wow.
His name is Antoine Austin, and he's a producer. He's a music producer, and his producer name is Tone Stax.
Wow.
And he's like, and he said to the cop, it's not me. You want the neighbors upstairs. That's what he said to the cops. But the cops still kept harassing him and messing with him. And like I said, his girlfriend came out to try to help him. They threw her to the floor. She got hurt. She was bloody. He was bloody. They got arrested. The magistrate judge said, nope, release the footage.
Wow.
The LAPD didn't want to release the footage because, you know, sometimes when you release evidence, you know, you get a different perspective. You're going to get the true perspective of it all, but it's, you know, but if they see it, you picking people who are jurors, and they seen the video, you know what side they're going to lay on. If you get a jury of his peers, but I'm like, you are there for a domestic dispute, and you harassing somebody who got nothing to do with it. Now, what if this boyfriend was crazy and he comes back and kills his lady?
Yeah.
And you was there when the call came through dispatch, because, you know, usually dispatch will put the call through anybody, any cops in the area that are close by to where the dispute is. They say, domestic dispute, give the address, and if any cops are nearby, they go over there. And that's what they did. And they were supposed to knock on that lady's door and say, LAPD, we hear about the domestic dispute. And she was going to say, and let her say, yes, I had a domestic dispute with my ex-boyfriend. This is his name. This is where he lives. Let her give you all that information. No, instead of doing your job, what you was called there for, you harassing this black man. And like I said, when they got out the car, he said, is that him? And he said, I don't know. And then he said to the dude, We don't know. They don't know who the suspect is. So you don't know who the suspect. But did she say? She just said her boyfriend. Even though she didn't give it. What makes you think because she's a white? I'm not saying that white women don't date black men. But what made you think that he was the suspect when she just said her boyfriend? Now what if it was two women? You understand what I'm saying? What if it was two women?
Yeah.
A lesbian couple. What if it was two women, right? And she called in about a domestic dispute. And didn't give no description of the suspect. You still going to assume that this black man did it? Even if she said to the dispatcher, my girlfriend did it, you're still going to harass the black man when she said a girl was the one in the domestic dispute with her? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is what I'm saying. When they say defund the police, this is the reasons why. But people who have a heart attack, when they say defund the police, well, if the police stop harassing innocent people, and arresting them or killing them, nobody will be yelling defund the police. The second story we're about to get into is about an army lieutenant who was in Virginia. He was driving his new car. And you know at night how dark it gets at night, especially when driving on the highway. Mm-hmm. You know how dark it gets at night. So he's driving along. The cops see him and they see that he has no tag. But his tag is not on his car. It's in the window because it's a new car. So he didn't have a chance to put his tags on his car. They signal him to stop. He didn't stop because he wanted to get to a well-lit place before he stopped. And once he gets to the gas station, the cops tell him to get out the car because I've seen a little bit of the video. They tell him to get out the car. And he didn't get out the car. So to get him out, they pepper sprayed him.
Wow.
He told them he was in the military, active duty in the military. They still pepper sprayed him. The two cops that did it, the update was they got fired. But I'm gonna find the article so we can share it with the people, and I'm sure the video will be attached. But this is crazy. No, it's crazy. It was going, and that one with the when it said the officer, the second officer was Asian American. I said with all this Asian hate going on. Asian hate going on, that you would participate in that?
Yeah, that's not cool.
I'm like, karma's gonna happen, and it's gonna happen when he's plain clothes. He's gonna be somewhere, and he's not gonna be in his uniform. And he's gonna get attacked because he's Asian. And you know what's going to happen? The white cop is going to get suspended, and he's going to get fired.
Wow. That's crazy. So I want to thank everybody who was following me on Instagram, but Graham is gone.
So here we go. It says, Virginia police officer fired after pulling over army officer, and so it says, this is what the article says. It says, Virginia State Police are conducting their own investigation of the incident, and two Windsor police officers have been sued. It says, one of the two Virginia police officers involved in December 2020 traffic stop of a black U.S. Army officer has been fired while the incident remains under investigation by the state police officials. It says, a video of the December traffic stop, which shows Army 2nd Lieutenant Karan Nazario in uniform being pepper sprayed, forcefully removed from his vehicle and put to the ground, went viral last week. Nazario has sued the two officers alleging violation of his constitutional rights under the Fourth and First Amendments, Vice reported. It says, and this is what happens, is during a December 5th, 2020 traffic stop, two Windsor police officers, Joe Gutierrez and Daniel Crocker, threatened Nazario, pepper sprayed him in the face, and knee striked him in the legs. According to body camera footage, Nazario's cell phone video, and legal filings, Vice reported on Friday, a video which went viral last week and has been viewed more than 11 million times, shows two officers immediately drawing their guns and pointing them at Karan Nazario, who is black and Latino and was in uniform, as he sat in his SUV after being pulled over. The Virginian Virginian pilot reported officers accused Zario of eluding police and began a felony traffic stop because Zario drove to a nearby well-lit gas station before pulling over, according to Vice. A temporary plate of the new to Nazario SUV was taped inside the rear window and is visible on body camera for the report advice. Gutierrez acknowledged that Nazario's decision to drive to a lighted area happens to him a lot, and 80% of the time it's a minority. Nazario's attorney, Jonathan Arthur, said, quoting, The now fire police officer, the Associated Press. According to a video of the traffic stop, Nazario is seen holding his hands outside the window of a black SUV at a gas station and tells the officers, "I'm honestly afraid to get out," the AP reported. "Yeah, you should be," a police officer's response. The officers allegedly told Nazario if he were to complain, they'd charge him with crimes like obstruction, eluding, and assault on a law enforcement officer, potentially destroying his military career, according to Vice. On Sunday, more than 4 months after the incident and 48 hours after Vice's story was published, the Windsor Police Department announced in the statement that Gutierrez has been fired, that the department policy had not been used during the traffic stop, and that department-wide retraining had been going on since January. The town of Windsor has remained transparent about this event since the initial stop and has openly provided documents related to video to attorneys for Lieutenant Zario. The statement said Windsor's statement doesn't say when Gutierrez was officially terminated. As of Wednesday, April 7, Officer Gutierrez was still employed by the police department. Windsor's town manager, William G. Saunders, told the Virginian Pilot. Says in a statement Sunday, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced that state police would be conducting an independent investigation of the incident. "Our Commonwealth has done important work on police reform, but we must keep working to ensure that Virginians are safe during the interactions with police. The enforcement of laws is fair and equitable, and people are held accountable," in Northam said in the statement. The governor also said he would extend an invitation to Zario for a meeting. Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring said incidents like this are unacceptable in a Twitter post Saturday. "As our office continues to monitor the situation, the Windsor Police Department needs to be fully transparent about what happened during the stop and what was done in response to it," the Attorney General added.
Wow.
And like they said in the video, his hands is out the car. His hands is out the window of the car. They still pepper sprayed. Like, I get it. You see a car driving down the road with no plates. But and you flag it down. If it's dark, they're going to go to a well. You should know as a cop that it's dark and that any car you flag down is going to go to a well-lit place to pull over. Especially black person, they're not going to be in a dark place where even if the body cam footage was to show anything, because it's dark, you're not going to really be able to see anything. So the cops will be able to get away with anything because it's a dark area, even though you will hear what they're saying. Is going to pick up the footage loud and clear, pick up the sound loud and clear, but you won't be able to see anything, so they can get away with anything. And I'm going to click the video so that y'all can hear the video.
Lieutenant, get out of the car. Take your hands off the car. take your seatbelt off and get out of the car. You made this way more difficult than it had to be. You just complied. Get out of the car.
I'm reaching for my seatbelt.
Fine. Take your seatbelt off and get out of the car. Straight onto the ground. Straight onto the ground.
Ma'am, is your commanding officer available?
Down. Let's go.
Is your commanding officer available?
Get on the ground.
He said, why am I being treated like this? And the cop said,
yeah.
Because you
no,
didn't
I went
comply.
Not, I went out got getting pulled over, but the cop got some of the taste of the pepper spray.
Yeah, because you hear him.
Good.
It should have choked his ass to death. That's what that pepper spray
play
did.
Play it one more time so I can hear him cough.
Yeah.
play it again so I can hear him cough.
I'm a lieutenant.
Lieutenant, get out of the car. Take your seatbelt off and get out of the car. You made this way more difficult than it had to be. You just complied. Get out of the car.
I'm reaching for my seatbelt.
Fine. Take your seatbelt off and get out of the car. Straight onto the ground. Straight onto the ground.
Ma'am, is your commanding officer available?
Down. Let's go.
Is your commanding officer available?
Get on the ground. Get on the ground. Get on the ground now. Get on the ground or you're getting sprayed again. Get on the ground.
Can you please talk to me about what's going on?
Get on the ground. Get on the ground now.
Can you please talk to me about what's going on? Can you please talk to me about what's going on? Can you please talk to me about what's going on? Why am I being treated like this? Because
you're not cooperating. Get on the ground.
Why am I being treated like this? This is really messed up. This is really messed up. Sorry, what? Just what you're talking about. Fucked up.
Good. I'm glad he got some of that pepper spray. Because that's not right. I mean, that dude it served for the country, fought for his country. That wasn't right.
I don't care. You heard what they said his race was. He was black and Latino. So... But he probably looks more black than he does, you know what I'm saying? And you could tell he probably looks more black than he does Latino. But either way.
Yeah.
It still was a problem.
That's crazy. So are you going to the club tonight?
I'm going to a club.
Yeah, well, I'll be there around 12. Get my shoes. Yeah, getting ready to head that way. Oh, I will be in Inglewood in 3 hours.
Dude, this is another reason why they say defund the police. But, you know, people, when they say that, people get all up in arms. You don't need to defund the police. You say, oh, we just need reform. No, you need to defund the police. Because these cops know they were in the wrong. These cops here in this situation knew they was in the wrong. So was the LAPD. They knew they were in the wrong. But they still did what they did. I'm a woman. I don't drive, but if I did drive and the cops pulled me over for some reason, you damn right I'm going to a well-lit gas station to pull over for the police if it's dark outside and I'm driving. Because because you know what happened? You know what? A lot of people There has been incidents where people have been pulled over, and they thought they were being pulled over by police, and it turns out not. And it turns out that the person that pulled them over was not really police. They were people faking as being police. And I think I've read a story, and I think we shared one early in doing Six in Row, that a woman got pulled over who she thought was a police officer, and it turns out she got beat up and raped, and the guy wasn't even a police officer. He was pretending to be one and pulled her over.
I remember that. Yep.
You damn right I'm going to go to a well-lit place if the cops is pulling me over, it's dark out.
Yeah.
And if the cop, what they did to him, if the cop was to do that to me because I didn't comply, didn't stop when I was supposed to, are you damn right? I'm gonna sue. And I said that dude that had his situation with the LAPD, that he should sue for $1 billion. He ain't gonna get $1 billion, but I would sue for $1 billion, because I know that they're gonna find the cops in the wrong, and that they're gonna give him a couple of million out of that situation. So in this same situation, this lieutenant, second lieutenant, he should sue for $1 billion. Virginia's not going to give him $1 billion, but they're going to give him a couple of million. Even though it's not going to it doesn't solve the issue. Because if you notice, in every state when something happens with police killing an innocent person or doing what they did in this situation, that, yeah, they get sued and then they have to pay the victim millions of dollars. But when you think about it, the taxpayers is really paying the millions of dollars, because the taxpayers' money is going towards the police department. It's crazy,
That's crazy, bro.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And now in Minnesota, there was a police shooting in Minnesota, so it says Dante Wright shooting. An accidental discharge. Okay, so it says, this is what it says. It says, officer and police chief have resigned after death, the Dante Wright mayor says. So the police officer who shot and killed a black man in Minneapolis suburb over the weekend has submitted a resignation letter as has the police chief who said the shooting was accidental. The suburb's mayor said Tuesday. However, Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott, who earlier told CBS he wanted to fire Officer Kim Porter, and said Tuesday afternoon he was not yet. Kim Potter. Lord, I don't know what made me say Porter, not Potter. But it has said Tuesday afternoon he has not yet accepted Potter's resignation. But during our internal process to make sure that we are being accountable to steps that we need to take, Elliott told reporters. The Potter, whose state attorneys say fatally shot Dante Wright on Sunday during a traffic stop, and Police Chief Tim Gannon, who told reporters Monday that Potter appeared to mistake her gun for her taser during the shooting, have turned in resignation letters, Elliot said. It says the letters came after a second night of protests roared the city, with hundreds of demonstrators expressing anger at Wright's death, some who clashed with police late Monday, Brooklyn Center City Manager Kurt Bogani was also fired in response to the protest, Elliott said Tuesday. The city council has significant concerns regarding how the city responded to the protest, Elliott said. The city council determined it was in the best interest of the city and its residents to seek new leadership in the city. Washington County Attorney Pete Orput told CNN he hopes to have a charging decision regarding Potter by Wednesday. Washington County is east of Minneapolis and St. Paul and does not include Brooklyn Center. The move is part of the procedure adopted a year ago by state's 5 urban county attorneys concerning police use of force cases, in which cases are referred to another county or the attorney general to avoid any appearance of a conflict of interest in handling such cases. According to a statement from Mike Freeman, the county attorney is in Hennepin County where Brooklyn Center is located. It says Minnesota officer shouted taser but fired a gun instead, but is shooting a man at a traffic stop, police said. Elliott called on Governor Tim Walz to have Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison take over Wright's case. In response, Walz and Ellison said the case should stay in or put, according to statements provided by their offices Tuesday afternoon. The Attorney General is currently focused on prosecuting Derek Chauvin, Teddy Tashan, a spokesperson for the governor, told CNN in an email, "This case is in the hands of the Washington County Attorney, and we expect him to move quickly." Attorney General Ellison has confidence in County Attorney Elrup's review of the case. Ellison's Deputy Chief of Staff, Don Stiles, told CNN in an email, "Sunday's killing of Wright 20 is at least the third high-profile death of a black man during a police encounter in the Minneapolis area in the past 5 years, after the shooting of Philando Castile in Falcon Heights 2016 and the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis last year." Attorney Earl Gray is representing Potter. He told CNN Tuesday Gray is also the attorney for Thomas Lane, one of the 4 officers involved in Floyd's death, and one of the defense attorneys for Geronimo Yance, the former police officer who was found not guilty in Castile's death. Elliott on Tuesday introduced CMDR Tony Gruing, a 19-year-old veteran of the department, as acting police chief. There's a lot of chaos going on right now. Going to say we're just trying to wrap our heads around the situation and try and create some calm. Wright's death and Monday's release of video from Potter's body camera have triggered raw emotions and protests in Brooklyn Center, just 10 miles from where the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing Floyd last year, is taking place. About 40 arrests were made Monday night. Minnesota State Patrol Colonel Matt Langer said early Tuesday at 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern, curfew is in effect Tuesday for Brooklyn Center, Minneapolis, and St. Paul, according to a tweet from Minnesota's Operating Safety Net and coalition of law enforcement agencies. Several hundred protesters began gathering Tuesday, marching from the Brooklyn Center Police Station to an FBI satellite office. Protesters were seen scaling a fence outside of the FBI office, holding a banner reading Justice for Dante Wright. Members of the National Guard were on the ground in Brooklyn Center, Minneapolis, and St. Paul. Yep. And they had Riot Gear on. And they had Riot Gear on.
That's a thing that happened in Minnesota.
But this young man was 20 years old. Just like with the lieutenant, the second lieutenant, it was a traffic stop. She thought she was pulling out her taser, but she pulled out her gun and shot him.
How
are you as a cop know the difference between a taser and a gun. They are not the same. They are not the same. The taser is more thicker and it's smaller than the gun. So you knew what you was doing.
Wow.
Don't try to use that, try to play it off and say, oh, I thought it was my taser. No, you knew you pulled out your gun.
Yeah, a gun is way different than a taser. Bad.
This young man deserves justice. I hope he gets it. All these men in these incidents that we talked about tonight, I hope they all get the justice they deserve.
Why do you think this is happening?
I do not know why. Like I said, the first one, they was there, the first one we talked about that I mentioned. Cops would call for a domestic dispute that this man had nothing to do with. This white cop just saw a black dude and just decided to harass him, and his partner just decided to join in like an idiot. Like an idiot decided to join in.
Wow.
And the second one with the lieutenant, you know, was a traffic stop. But he wanted to get to a well-lit area before he stopped. Because, like I mentioned just a little bit ago, about a story we talked about years ago where a woman said, where they said a woman thought she was being pulled over by a cop, she pulls over, this person beats her up and rapes her. And come to find out, the man wasn't even a cop.
Yeah. I remember that.
He wasn't even a cop. I think it was another story we talked about where it was a man and a woman in the car, they was pulled over, and the same thing happened. It was killed, and by the person in the car who they thought was a police car, was a police officer, but wasn't.
Yeah. Well, we're going to cut out early because I got to get ready to go to the club and dance.
So, we appreciate y'all rocking with us every Tuesday when we do 6 and roll at 8 p.m. You can always call in to 2-4.
Huh?
I was about to say the number one. You can always call to 424-243-9617 to join in the conversation.
Sure?
To join in the conversation, you press the 1. Let us know you want to go live, and we will open your mic, and you can give your opinion.
And what's that number again?
It's 424-243-9617.
All right. We want to thank you all for listening. Please be safe out there. If you get pulled over by police, please make sure you're in a well-lit area. Please make sure you comply, because these shootings are getting out of hand. condolences to the Wright family. It's just unfortunate. And the trial for that cop who killed George Floyd should be wrapping up here sometime soon. So I want to thank you for listening. Stay safe, wear your mask, wash your hands, and good night from Six of the Road. We're heading over to the club to boogie.
All right, well, Six is heading to the club. I'm getting ready for my next show where you can hear nothing but the best in indie music.
Are you
going to
be sticking on there tonight?
What?
Are you going to be sticking on there tonight?
No.
Because if you're going to be singing, I won't go
those,
to the club.
Those who tune in will be hearing nothing but the best in indie music. And that's at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So you're not going to sing?
No.
No?
No.
But
and we will be back. We will be back next Tuesday at 8 p.m. as always with another great show of Six and Road.
But I thought you were going to sing, I mean, because...
No.
No?
No.
Not today.
Not ever. I'm not singing.
Why not, Ro?
Because I said so. No.
Oh.
Won't you sing for the people? You want me to sing so bad, you sing for the people.
Who, me?
You're the one with the... You got some gold plaques in your house.
Well, I want to hear you sing.
Oh, well, nope. Not going down.
Well, next week we'll have Rick and Barry on Six of the Road, so stay tuned for that. And how do you get... this out of carpet, do you know?
Okay. So, we're going to say peace, my love. We appreciate you. And if you got any topics you want to share with us, you can always let us know by going to the Sixteen Road page on Facebook and inboxing us what your topic is, and we'll talk about it, and you could join us on the show and talk about it, and we'll give our opinion. And while you're there, hit the like button as well.
Well, let me read this email. Hello, I've been a faithful listener of Six and Road since you guys have started. Now, I would really love to see the beautiful host, Road to Stardom, sing us some songs. I tune in each week hoping that she would sing us just a couple of bars. Bars. Is that too much to ask? A couple of bars. Damn it, can't you sing a couple of bars? Is that too much to ask? No. Thank you, Candace, for that email. That comes from Candace Bornard. So, no. Candace, all I can say is maybe when she goes to sleep and think about it, that next Tuesday she will sing for you. Thank you, Miss Candace Bornag. And good night.
Not going to happen.
You can't be disappointing the fans like that. Devin, if they want to hear some singing, they want to hear some singing. Oh, I can get Ernest T to sing. Now,
Ernest T.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you love the concerts.
That is hilarious.
I mean, you love the concerts. I mean, so either way, you got to start singing.
And who said I love the concert?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, yeah. So, thank you all for listening. We're going to get out of here. Stay later to the people, Rose.
Peace, one love, everybody. Night,
yeah.
Night.
All right, good night.